When Pope Urban II proclaims the First Crusade in 1095 CE, his rationale for why Christians need to go and slaughter Muslims and also Jews was that they have devastated the kingdom of God. They are killing our brothers and sisters, our fellow Christians in the East, and we need to go and rescue those Christians. But then again, we also need to take back the Holy Land. We need to take back Jerusalem because it's the city of Jesus, right?
And then there's the story of Simon of Trent.
And yeah, Simon of Trent was a young man who disappeared in the medieval period, and the Christians blamed the Jews. And this was part of the blood libel idea of Jewish communities secretively drinking the blood of Christian children as part of their ritual ceremonies. And so the disappearance of Simon of Trent leads to pogroms and attacks and becomes part of the conspiracy theory narratives and the vilification of Jews by Christians, right? Because a martyr is both a member of the community who is treasured and valued, but a martyr is also a symbol that can be wielded for great violence. It is one of the most potent forces in the Christian tradition. This is not merely another celebration of life that we witnessed in the memorial or in the collective grieving over Charlie Kirk's death. This is a step change in the role of the religious right in American society, and not just in the United States, but around the globe.